Good morning. So I have a friend who's just as crazy as I am. Do you all have a friend like that? I think every person needs a friend like that. It helps you feel a little less crazy, or just urges you on further in your craziness, I don't know. But this friend that I have, she's a runner friend, so obviously you know that she's a little crazy. And she, her day job is to provide health care to our neighbors who are experiencing homelessness. She works at health care for the homeless, and she really actually is pretty amazing. Well, she shared a challenge with me, and I always like a good challenge, so I was intrigued. It was a challenge for Thanksgiving through Christmas. And the idea was to run or walk at least 4 miles a day, to plank. Do you all know what that is? Yeah, it's a core exercise. It's hard. Plank for 4 minutes a day, and stretch or do yoga for 14 minutes a day. And I thought, great, I can do that, sounds good, and I like some good self-improvement accountability. And so we would post every day on this Facebook group what we had done. Maybe you've done that kind of thing before, particularly during Lent. You've set up some kind of thing that you'd like to give up or take on, like reading the newspaper every day, even though it's really depressing. Or reading a book a week to try to improve your knowledge and what you are experiencing. Or maybe even going to church every week. I like that one. Or reading your Bible every day. Or eating more vegetables. You know, good things. Things that make you healthier. Things that make your life more meaningful. That's how I tend to think about those who came before John the Baptist in the wilderness. People who just wanted to make their lives a little better, whatever that looked like. And not just the religious leaders that John seems to take such issue with today, but everyone. Perhaps this was their self-improvement regiment for that season. I will come out here to the wilderness every day, because it wasn't a one-time thing like the baptism with which we are baptized. But they came out every day and would repent and be washed and hopefully, for all that, be a better person, more right with God. It seems like a noble goal, doesn't it? Why then does John the Baptist flip out on them? They're just trying to do some good, aren't they? And yet hear what John the Baptist tells to these religious leaders who have come to him with repentance on their hearts. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees, he says. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And I imagine the implication of that is you are not bearing good fruit, so watch out. You're about to be thrown into the fire. And then of Jesus, he says, his winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And of course, the implication is, they must be chaff, worthy of being tossed into the fire. I've never really thought of myself as a fire and brimstone preacher, and yet here we have it. John the Baptist talking about fire. Are we really each judged as wheat or chaff, bearing fruit or not, worthy of the kingdom of God, or being cast down? Because I'm going to tell you, there are some days that seem to have a whole lot of chaff. When I lose patience, or am kind to those that I care most about. But I like to think that even on those days, that I do some good, maybe. No, none of us is all good or all bad, all wheat or all chaff, or as Jesus talks about later in Matthew's gospel, all sheep caring for the least of these, or all goats not caring for the least of these. Rather, each of us bears fruit and fails to bear fruit. Each of us is good and bad, sheep and goat, saint and sinner, wheat and chaff. One stalk of wheat has both wheat and chaff, doesn't it? Is one plant, and so we are both. Why then does John the Baptist have to sound so harsh? I believe this is the reason. John's call for repentance and for cleansing is not one more self-improvement plan to have a more peaceful life, in addition to rest and exercise and proper nutrition. No, it is instead an admonition to turn your whole life over, to even allow yourself to be ripped apart, that you might be made new. Which I hope may be of some comfort to you, to be laid bare, to not have to hide the reality that you have some chaff in you, but to come before God with all that you are, ready to lay it all down. Yes, discipleship, cleansing, John's baptism, it is tough. There are some tough, angry, bitter, unkind parts of each of us that should not be part of the kingdom of God. And thank God they won't be. To live into that ripping apart and becoming new is hard. But even as this winnowing, this baptism, this judgment reshapes you, so also we are promised that it banishes famine and rape and cancer and corruption and addiction and diabetes and hunger. Isaiah's vision of the kingdom come, where there will be peace, that will finally come to pass. So no, you are not called to a plan of self-improvement this Advent, though by all means come to church every week, but rather to open yourself up, your strengths and your weaknesses, to God, that you might be made anew in the image of God. In Jesus' name, amen.